good morning. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Interesting story in the paper today. It has to do with an admiral visiting the area and talking about the importance of the Atomic Power Laboratory, known as Knowles in Niskayuna, as well as Kesselring Navy Training Site in Saratoga County. Tell us about this.
Yeah, his name is Thomas Moore. He's the U.S. Navy Rear Admiral, and he's in charge of the Navy's aircraft carrier program. He was in the area yesterday emphasizing the importance of the Navy nuclear engineering program. He told us the future of the Knowles Atomic Power Laboratory in Niskayuna and the Kesselring site in rural Saratoga County, the reasons the Navy has such a strong presence in the area. The future of those two sites are bright, despite occasional speculation that they will be hit by defense cut. Kesselring and Knowles are the linchpin of what the Navy does in the nuclear power business, Moore said. He put the Navy's overall economic impact on the capital region at about $1.3 billion a year. That's because there are 900 sailor students, 500 Navy staff, and 400 civilian employees who are at the Kesselring site each year. The Knowles Atomic Power Lab in Niskayuna, they conduct research on the development of new naval reactors, while the Kesselring site in Saratoga County, that's used to train young sailors in operating shipboard reactors. We talked to Peter Bartunius. He's president of the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County. He said the Navy has a much bigger total economic impact than the Saratoga Race Course or even Global Foundries. Future funding for this Navy operation depends on Congress, and there were concerns as recently as last fall that some of the money for the Kesselring program would be cut. Senator Chuck Schumer got involved and was helpful in getting that funding restored, and he cited the importance on the economic impact of the area. The admiral yesterday said that there are no plans to pull out or cut the Kesselring site, which is needed, he says, to continue to train students and conduct some land-based experiments and testing. Kesselring has opened back in the late 50s, 1957. It's the Navy's only land-based nuclear training program. The only other training is done aboard moored submarines in Charleston, South Carolina. Moore's still in the area this today. He's visiting Global Foundries and touring the SUNY Polytechnic in Albany site, promoting this Navy's core mission of defending the seas.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. For more on this or other fascinating stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you so much.